Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something really interesting. It's called Run LLM.
Yeah, it's being framed as an AI support engineer.
Exactly. And our mission here is to figure out how it goes beyond just, you know, giving answers. How does it actually resolve complex tech support problems? And what does that mean for businesses and, well, for you listening?
Right. And just for context, we're pulling this from their recent Product Hunt launch. So we've got details from the founder, some early user feedback, too. It's apparently built on about 10 years of research out of UC Berkeley, and it just launched.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What's the core problem Run LLM is actually trying to solve? Because, you know, we've all used those chatbots that just seem to read the manual back at you.
You've hit it right there. The source material mentions that standard AI often just parrots docs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've dealt with complex software or products, you know basic answers aren't enough. A simple GPT-4 model plus a vector database, it often falls short.
Right. Not enough for tricky issues.
Exactly. Yeah. So Run LLM V2 is aiming for actual resolution, not just Q&A. And how it does that is pretty cool. First, there's something called agentic reasoning.
Agentic reasoning, meaning?
Meaning it doesn't just wait for perfect questions. It can take actions, ask for more details, refine its own searches based on the conversation, and crucially, it analyzes logs and telemetry data.
Ah, telemetry. So like the system's own performance and usage data.
Precisely. That real-world operational data. It helps the AI understand the context deeply. It's almost like a detective, like you said earlier, gathering clues.
Okay, that makes sense. What else?
Then there's multi-agent support. Think of it as creating specialized AI helpers. You could have one agent tailored for the support team, another for customer success, maybe even one for sales, each with his own specific data sources and instructions.
So tailored expertise for different roles.
Exactly. And finally, they offer custom workflows. This uses a Python SDK, letting teams control how the agent behaves, what it says, and importantly, when it needs to hand off to a human.
So you can customize its limits and escalation paths.
Right. The whole design is about reading logs, understanding code, checking documentation, and resolving the issue. It really tries to act like that AI support engineer. It understands developer environments, can pull and debug logs, even suggest a custom code snippets that it's validated.
Okay, that all sounds very powerful on paper. But what about results? Are companies actually seeing a difference? Because the claims seem pretty bold.
They really are. But the early numbers back it up. We're talking about saving over 30% of engineering time.
30%. That's huge.
It is. And cutting the mean time to resolution, MTTR, by 50%, plus potentially deflecting up to 99% of support tickets in some cases.
Wow. 99%.
Yeah. Pretty staggering. And they've got some recognizable names using it, like Databricks, SourceGraph, CoreLite.
Okay. Those are serious players. Any specific examples?
Sure. DataHub reportedly saves something like $1 million in engineering time costs.
$1 million, okay.
And VLLM, another project, apparently has Run LLM handling 99% of all their community questions now. Arise AI saw their support workload drop by half, 50%.
That's really compelling evidence. What are the users saying, the actual engineers using it?
The feedback is quite positive. People say it doesn't just parrot docs, or things like, can't believe AI can be this good. One senior engineer apparently said the answer Run LLM gave was as good as what I'd give, and it was faster.
Faster than a human expert. That's impressive.
Yeah. And another user, this one from Unsloth, mentioned they went in expecting it to be, you know, kind of inadequate. But they found the answers were very high quality, almost like a team member wrote them. They said it got things right about 95% of the time.
95%. That's still very high. What about the other 5%?
Well, and this is important, when it didn't get it perfectly right, it provided direct links back to the source documents it used.
Ah, so you can check its work. That builds trust.
Exactly. That transparency is key for technical users.
So connecting this back to you, the listener, it's not just theory. The makers offer a free trial. You can actually paste your own documentation site URL and start asking it questions right away. See how it handles your specific stuff.
Yeah, it's a chance to test it directly.
And this really feels like more than just another niche tool. It seems to signal a pretty big shift, right? AI handling really complex expert-level tasks, moving from just finding info to actually solving problems.
Definitely. Which brings up a bigger thought, maybe something to leave you with. If AI, like Run LLM, can now operate at this expert level, debugging complex code, resolving technical issues, what does that mean for other specialized jobs? Roles that currently rely heavily on deep human expertise and knowledge accumulated over years. How might this change problem-solving across different industries?
That's a really interesting question to ponder. What is the future of expertise when AI can operate at this level? Something to think about.